You're listening to the Free to Be Mindful podcast, which invites you along on a journey to learn of mindful living, grow in mental health, and inspire through personal growth. In a world where we can often feel much stress and overwhelm, this podcast provides bite-sized tips and real talk conversations, empowering you to embrace mindfulness and nurture your full potential. I'm your host, Vanessa De Jesus Guzman, educator, licensed professional counselor, entrepreneur, and mom. I'm passionate about helping others live life with peace of mind and ease of heart without losing their, well, you know. Here we go. Hello and welcome to episode 191 of the Free to Be Mindful podcast. I hope that you're feeling good, looking good, and doing better in this world than you were yesterday. Okay, my friends, a quick guessing game. What does this list have in common? Here we go. Heights, public speaking, spiders, snakes, enclosed spaces, darkness, failure, death, flying, social situations, public spaces, water, needles, and clowns. Any guesses out there? This is a list of the most commonly known fears. I wonder if you have any fears that I mentioned on that list. We all have things that we're scared of, from major life decisions to fears that we might consider silly. It's all a part of life and sometimes growing up. And when we experience fear, we sometimes run away from it because it could be viewed as a trigger for something that's negative rather than a catalyst for growth. Now, I know for myself, I have a fear of bugs, of ants to be specific. And I know I'm a bazillion times bigger than them, but there's power in numbers. You know how in the spring, when they start coming out of their hibernation period and end up inside of your home rather than staying outside of your home where they belong? Ugh, it gives me goosebumps just thinking about it. Totally grosses me out. It is just not for me. And the real fear is the thought that they're going to like infest my house and take over my home and crawl up my nose. And it really gives me the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it. And when we have fears such as this, some of which may be rational and make sense, or others, like mine, a little irrational, we may want to ask ourselves, where is it that this fear comes from? Well, according to a psychologist, Dr. Sikora, fear can come from perceived or real threats. And fear is our survival response. And the emotional and physical impact of this response, well, when we see something that scares us, it triggers our sympathetic nervous system, which allows us really to stay alive. But the thing we must ask ourselves is, does speaking in public threaten our lives? Does seeing a clown in a circus threaten our lives? Or in my case, does viewing a few clustered ants threaten my life? There's no doubt that we can experience fear of these things, but in most cases, we know that the fear still lives on and it doesn't erase that feeling. But just wonder for a moment. Wonder if instead of looking at our fears as a barrier and letting it isolate ourselves further from some situations like picnics, in my case, what would happen if we learned to lean into the fear? We can do a variation of what was mentioned last week in episode 190. And the first thing that can help us lean into fear is first having an awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. Really notice what is happening in your mind and even what is happening in your body. Is it just a mental response or do you have physical reactions that go along with that fear? And after you're aware of what is already taking place, then acknowledge the fear, but really get specific and pinpoint what is it about the situation that scares you. So for example, if your fear is public speaking, is it the actual speaking in public that scares you? Or are you afraid of stuttering, afraid of falling up on the way to stage, afraid of not making sense, of going blank, or of the listener's reactions? Those are all very specific things, and maybe you're scared of all of them, but really get specific and see which one is it that is the most fearful to you. Get as specific as you can as you acknowledge the fear. And then once you do acknowledge the specific area about the fear, ask yourself these tough questions. What does the fear make you feel? Is there guilt, anger, shame, sadness? Has the fear made you feel paralyzed or make you feel like you're spiraling out of focus? When you have an honest, vulnerable conversation with yourself, you see the importance of practicing grace with yourself as well. And sometimes we experience fear because of a situation that happened in our past. For example, I also have a fear of swimming because when I was about 5 years old, my cousins threw me into their pool thinking that I was making it up, that I didn't know how to swim. And it's just something that's never left me. And it's something that's always gotten in the way of me learning how to swim despite my best efforts. Sometimes our fears are past-based, and sometimes it can also be future-based, a thought of, well, what would happen if I actually did that? Imagine, though, if we learn to instill mindfulness where instead of focusing on the past or on the future, we just focus on what we have in front of us, the right here, right now. Because when we bring our bodies to a more relaxed place, to a space that may help us conquer some aspect of that fear, then we can learn to focus on what we have in front of us instead of the bookends of the situation. The concept of mindful living, which we discuss in just about every episode of the podcast, can truly help us cope on those past and future-based feelings that can sometimes take over us. We can also learn to face our fears. This is something I provide often to people who are afraid of dogs, whether it be part of the treatment in my therapy office, or if it's someone who just happens to be in the space where I'm providing a therapy dog visit. I provide exposure, which in the therapeutic realm can be known as exposure therapy. And this can be really beneficial. Super simply put, it's just when we step out of our comfort zone and gradually adapt to situations or changes that once made us feel uncomfortable. You can do this on your own, or you can seek a therapist to help. I have helped people again, not only when it comes to dogs, but even when it comes to getting behind the wheel and learning to drive. And lastly, you can turn your fear into an opportunity. And I know that this sounds really easy, but you know, it can be challenging. Public speaking can be a scary thing for many, but imagine if you had the opportunity to be a paid speaker. Would you let the fear take over you, or would you use it as an opportunity to grow from it and eventually conquer it? And sometimes the opportunity does exist, but so does the fear, which can bring us to the question that can lead to an additional step of, what if I see the silver lining, but still can't lean into the fear? To understand this progression, I'll share a few examples. Maybe you know the job promotion comes with perks like more benefits, higher pay, learning opportunities. But even though you see the silver lining, it can still be hard to feel confident about taking the role. Or maybe you feel better because you got out of a situation that was weighing you down, and so you start to feel a little lighter. But then there's a lot of underlying emotions. Think about a new relationship, a new hobby, a change from an old habit. All of these can have tangible benefits, but also intangible emotions. Have you ever felt happy or satisfied with something, but also feel like there's just something missing? That's that feeling. My friends, did you know that in 2020, there were only about 570,000 podcasts? That's actually when the Free to Be Mindful podcast was born. Now, in 2024, there are more than 5 million podcasts available to tune into, out of which about 3.1 million are considered active. And I do not take it lightly that despite having 3.1 million choices, you're tuning into my voice right now, either listening or watching the Free to Be Mindful podcast. Take a moment to think to yourself, why is it that I keep coming back and listening in? Whatever that reason is, I would love it if you could take 1 minute of your time to leave a rate or review on your favorite podcast platform. I'm just one person, but if a few of you shared it through a rate or review, or even took a screenshot and shared it on social media, imagine the additional lives that this podcast could impact throughout the course of time. I truly thank you for your support as we celebrate 5 seasons and almost 200 episodes of the Free to Be Mindful podcast. So this is another reason why leaning into fear is just so important, because it challenges us to embrace the confidence in the journey. And there are some key insights as to the why. When I was thinking of opening my practice full-time and leaving education to be a full-time entrepreneur, you better believe that I was scared. The unknowns often do bring a lot of fear. But there's a lot of cliche sayings that do have a lot of truth to them, including, you have to go through the storm to get through it. You do not know what you're capable of until you broaden your mindset of infinite possibilities. And the most confident version of yourself was created because that same person that held onto insecurities and then eventually got over it, either to prove yourself wrong or because you were passionate enough to believe or strong enough to try again. You saw the seed of doubt, but let it bloom into something more positive instead. So my friends, I really want you to be intentional about building better surroundings, building better mindsets, building yourself back up after a hard time. Know that genuine confidence comes from you. And each step that you take, whether it's a habit, a goal, or a gentle reminder, is all for building greater good. And know that taking that very first step, even if it's a baby step, goes a very, very long way. So right now, regardless of where you are or what you're doing, I'd like you to take a full breath in. And as you fully exhale, bring to your attention a fear that you wish to overcome. Visualize it as a dark cloud or a heavy weight of something that you've been carrying around with you. And as you continue to breathe deeply, imagine a warm golden light surrounding you. This light can represent courage, strength, and even inner peace. With each breath, feel this light growing stronger, growing brighter, filling you with a sense of calm and confidence. Imagine yourself stepping forward toward your fear. See yourself standing tall, standing strong, facing it head on with courage and determination. And as you approach this fear, notice how this light begins to dissolve it, and even transforming it into a feeling of empowerment and freedom. Continue to breathe fully and allow yourself to fully experience this sense of liberation from your fear. Take a moment to reflect on how you feel, knowing that in just this visualization, that you have the strength and resilience to overcome any obstacle that comes your way. And when you're ready, you can bring yourself back to the present moment. Wiggle your fingers and toes, open your eyes if you had them closed, and know that whenever you need to feel empowered and overcome your fears, know that you are strong, that you are capable, and that you are worthy of living a life free from fear. And as always, know that in a world where you are free to be anything that you want to be, you are always free to be mindful. Catch you next week.